It's our netbooks, kids.
History teacher Luke Rosa wheels his cart filled with laptops into a classroom at Falls Church High School in Virginia.
I mean, it's just like a regular textbook, except it's got all online.
This school year, the Fairfax County Public School System has shifted from hardcover to electronic textbooks for social studies in its middle and high schools. The system's assistant superintendent, Peter Noonan, says the switch came after digital books were used in 15 schools last year.
Our students come to us technologically savvy and ready to utilize resources from a variety of different places.
Noonan points to benefits of electronic textbooks, such as the ability to update content.
The world's changing consistently, and the online textbooks can change right along with the events that are happening.
And there's a significant financial benefit as well.
Usually it's in the neighborhood of between $50 and $70 to buy a textbook for each student, which adds up to roughly $8 million for all of our students in Fairfax County. We actually have purchased all of the online textbooks for our students for just under $6 million.
Students have mixed feelings about the switch, but most like it.
I don't have to carry a textbook around, so that's nice.
I don't like it because the internet sometimes is like doesn't work.
You can highlight your work, you can leave notes on your work, and it'll all be saved onto your account. It's a lot better than a regular textbook.
Or how about gun control?
Social studies teacher Michael Bambara thinks so too.
Particularly this book that I use in government has differentiated reading levels, so a person can individualize their learning and I can individualize their instruction.
However, making sure all students have online access outside school remains a challenge. About 10% of students in Fairfax County don't have a computer or online access at home. Stephen Castillo is one of them.
Pretty much go to like the library, I guess, to go to a friend's house.
Besides the public library's free computer terminals, students can also use the school's after-school computer lab or go to one of the computer clubhouses supported by the county.
All of my family works on a computer. My sister and me both do our homework on there, so I come here to do my homework. It's good.
Neighboring counties are also considering online textbooks. Gladys Whitehead, Director of Curriculum of Prince George's County Public Schools, says its survey shows 60% of students have computer access at home.
Next year, we'll just have a pilot with probably one classroom in one subject area so that we can see, you know, what issues will come up with complete online access.
And I envision a future where my third grade son will likely not be carrying five textbooks back and forth between high school and home when he gets there. I think he'll be carrying either a tablet or some sort of device that he'll be able to access his information on.
And schools, says Peter Noonan, are taking the first steps in that direction now. For producer June So, Amy Katz, VOA News.
And then, I mean,